Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Hi, and welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show. I'm Janie Lee Grace. If this is your first time listening to this show, there's masses to go back on in the archives. And just a kind of heads up that what I try to cover in these shows is the kind of holistic approach, if you like. So I'm a really big fan of not just honing in on one aspect of well-being, but actually the whole thing. And I know that sounds ridiculous because we can't do everything at once. I get that, we can't. But over my little life, as I've done so much well-being stuff, I've constantly found that one thing impacts on the next and the next and the next, and so it goes on. And, you know, my career has taken some interesting turns. I'm sure many of you are aware that I wrote my first book 20 years ago. It's 20 years anniversary. It seems incredible to me. Imperfectly Natural Woman came out 20 years ago. It was a number one Amazon bestseller. And I was definitely ahead of my time. You know, I was writing about everything connected to holistic living. Lots of things that now are very much in the kind of public domain. Lots and lots of people now talk about sound baths and red light therapy and obviously coconut oil and kale. I sometimes joke that I was talking about those foods before they got their own publicity teams. So I was a little bit ahead of my time. But because I launched that book, that then led into working with brands to promote them and to, you know, to bring this all of this stuff to a much wider audience. And so I've kind of paid my dues over the years, if you like, looking at the holistic picture, being asked to go and speak at events and being asked to be the kind of queen of holistic living. But in so doing, I've realized that you actually really can't do one piece without the other. That yes, we absolutely have to look at our what we eat. Obviously, nutrition is absolutely critical. But even if you have good nutrition, if you haven't also addressed what's going on in your mind, and you know, in addition to the products you put on your skin and what's going on in your home, and obviously, and in more recent years, I've addressed the elephant in the room that's alcohol, and on and on and on. If you don't actually look at the holistic picture, one piece on its own is not going to cut it. And of course, what sits under all of it is that sense of authenticity, of self-esteem, of self-love, call it whatever you will. So my work has really developed over the years into a kind of a holistic approach, if you like, to just being your best self, to really being able to focus on who you really are, what it is you want, and how can you be the best version of yourself that it's possible to be. And, you know, for years, I kind of went through this line of thinking that everything I did was so separate. You know, I did my kind of PR media skills with brands. I did my platinum awards. I promoted skincare companies or therapists or coaches. And then with my other hat on, I did my coach training. And you know, in more recent years, I'm training people to be sober coaches. And I thought that everything was separate. And it's only relatively recently I've realized it's all one. It really is. It really all comes back to me being absolutely passionate about trying to inspire people to be the best version of themselves. And anyways, that's an incredibly long-winded way of saying that's what I try to do with my Platinum Awards. We do it every year. UK Health Radio are part of our team, if you like. They're our media partner. We also work closely with Hello Love, Hello Love Home Studio, which is in Bloomsbury in London, and the Hello Beautiful Foundation, very much part of what we do. And really, what I try to do with the awards is recognize the best of the best across all of these holistic categories. So, of course, we do have categories for skincare and beauty, whether that's a big brand or one person in their kitchen making, you know, little bottles of oil or whatever it might be. You know, the cleaning products, the home care products, mother and baby products, the men's grooming stuff. There's a whole category for vitamins, minerals, supplements. There's a category for courses, for authors, for online businesses and retreats. So we cover it all. And of course, we also have a category for therapists and practitioners. And this has been a section of the awards that I've been really proud of for a long time, because I really want practitioners and therapists to be, you know, and coaches to be willing to kind of stand up and be counted, because so many of them are kind of, you know, they don't do this from a place of ego. They want to help other people. But what can often happen is, by not wanting it to be about them, they end up kind of hiding their light, as it were. And I absolutely love the fact that when you get that sense of authenticity for yourself, you can then be bit more open to being willing to being PR'd, in inverted commas, and to, you know, do the pieces that help you get visible. And entering the awards is absolutely one of those pieces. So if you have a brand or a product or a service, or if you're a well-being author or a coach or a therapist or a practitioner, then do please check out the awards. We'd love to have you involved. The celebrity judges are Cary Grant, Glynis Barber, Joe Wood, and myself. We give all entrants a little button, if as it were, a little logo that they can put on their promotions and their marketing, so they can encourage people to vote for them. So you can go and say that you have entered the awards and encourage people to vote for you, which is great to have everyone involved and being part of it. The final decisions are made by our judges, but it's great to get other people involved. And everyone who nominates a company will also go into a prize draw and win a huge hamper of amazing organic goodies. So there's lots of exciting stuff going on with the Platinum Awards. And as I say, for coaches, therapists, practitioners, I really don't want those people to feel left out. So just because you don't have a pot of cream or some vitamins, it doesn't mean that we don't want to shine your light, because we really do. So the website is platinumawards.co.uk, or you can find me on social media, drop me a message, and I'll direct you to which is the best way for you to enter. Because even if you are a practitioner, a therapist or coach, you don't necessarily have to enter into the practitioner category, because you could enter at one of the higher categories and we can do lots more promo for you. But drop me a message if that's of interest, at Janie Lee Grace. I'm very easy to find on social media. And by the way, it's not just enter and wait for these awards. That's the thing I'm most proud of. We don't just kind of take your entry and then sit on it till September. We do as much promo as we can along the way. One of the practitioners, one of the authors who entered the awards, was able to pop up on the BBC radio show that I did a couple of weeks ago. So it was a great opportunity for her to talk about the work that she does, about the book she's written and the work that she does. So, you know, there are all kinds of promotional opportunities that could come up for you. All of that leads me into my introduction today for my fantastic guest, who is Lisa from IPHM, International Practitioners of Holistic Medicine. I've been working with them for a long time. My sober coach training is accredited by their organization. And Lisa is so passionate about, just like I am, about helping people get out there, get their message out there, really, you know, really let's bring so much awareness around holistic living. So I absolutely love the fact that they've come on board. They're partnering with us for the Platinum Awards. And my sober coach training, as I say, is accredited with IPHM. So if you come and do my sober life coach training, then you can be featured on the IPHM site as well. And there's all sorts of amazing opportunities for you there. So just a reminder, it's platinumawards.co.uk. If you have a brand or a product or a service, or you know, if you're interested in coach training, of course, please come on down, join one of my webinars. Depending on when you're listening to this, the next one is May the 14th at 7:30 p.m. I'm actually going to be chatting to one of the coaches I've trained, Polly. And she's going to share how it's all worked out for her. She's actually now working full time as a sober life coach. And so she's going to share her journey. And we're just going to look at what it means to be a sober life coach. So, you know, if that's even vaguely of interest for you, there's absolutely no pressure at all. It's just a look if you're curious. So do come and join us on that webinar. To find that information, you go to thesoberclub.com. Click on events and you'll see the link there to register for that webinar, Explore a Career as a Sober Coach. So I look forward to seeing you then. But meanwhile, I think you're going to love Lisa's enthusiasm.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
My guest is Lisa Ellsworth, and I'm really looking forward to this chat because the well-being world has never been more vibrant, really. It really feels like that to me with the wellness economy, they reckon worth over about 220 billion, they reckon, and consumers spending at least 30% more on wellness than they did a few years ago. Lisa is the main gal of IPHM, the International Practitioners of Holistic Medicine. Welcome, Lisa. It's a lovely chat to you.
It's so lovely to be here, Jenny. Thank you for having me. It's so exciting.
I love this organisation, not least because you accredit my sober coach training, and I'm hugely grateful for that. I feel really proud of that because for me, just to set the scene, when I was putting together my sober coach training programme, obviously it's an interesting one with coaching, certainly in the UK. With life coaching, there isn't actually a qualification, as it were. So actually, anyone can rock up and do it tomorrow. Probably wouldn't feel very authentic or be very, it probably wouldn't play out well, but technically they could. But then, of course, there are several accrediting bodies who have set themselves up as the standard, as it were. And obviously, I looked at some of the big guys, but I really made a decision quite early on that I didn't want to offer a year-long program with a whole bunch of academic strains to it, because that's not what the kind of clients who want sober coaching need. They want to work with someone who knows how it feels to be reaching for another glass of wine, even when they've had five. And so when I found International Practice of Holistic Medicine, I thought, oh God, that's exactly it, because it's completely a holistic approach. And that's, from my perspective, what I love about the organization. But tell me from your perspective, tell me why it was set up and what the aim of it is.
So originally, it was actually set up over 25 years ago now.
Was it? Wow.
Yeah, I know. We've been quiet about it, really, until the last couple of years. But yeah, it was an idea originally that came from my mum, and she needed accreditation for the courses that she was selling online. So that's where the idea came from. And then we was like, you know what? There is so many holistic practitioners out there doing incredible work and not being recognised for it. So way back then, you didn't have things like Reiki in the NHS, or it was all seen as a little bit woo. And yeah, we saw that actually these people were working really hard at what they practiced. And it didn't always necessarily come with a specific qualification. Some people were intuitive or had been working for years and years on their own modality. And we wanted to showcase that and show that actually this is not just fluff, this is not just woo-woo, this is practice that has been going on years and years that works, and these people are working really hard. And we found that all the accreditation boards were very red tape, they're ticking
boxes. That's exactly it, and
it shouldn't feel like that. Like, most holistic practitioners want to get out there and do their work, and the accreditation became like a bit of a hurdle. And a lot of practitioners are not in that job because they did like standard qualifications or whatever. So we wanted to think about that and look at the overall person behind the practice. So not just the qualifications. And yeah, so that is
pretty started. Yeah, I love it. And you're absolutely right. Lots of people who come to this kind of work, they're more intuitive. They haven't necessarily done an academic course, as people I work with haven't. And I did another survey some years ago with Federation of Holistic Therapists. And we did this survey and it showed that a staggering number of people train to be therapists or practitioners, but they never start working. I couldn't believe it. It was a really high percentage. One of the things I'm absolutely passionate about with my community is that I want, not everyone wants to be coaching, of course, but if they do want to, I'm going to do everything it takes to help them actually get out there.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think this red tape around how do I appear qualified? How do I know my stuff's okay? How do I get accredited? Yeah. Will be one thing that's massively holding people back from getting going.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important. We're working very much now on helping people as a whole with the business as well. So be more than the accreditation. We are really passionate about the people behind it. So we have now opened what we call the IPHM Growth Hub, and that's like an all-in-one business platform. This is really new, but this will help practitioners grow their business. And if they want to then become training providers themselves, they've got everything there. So there's lots going on behind the scenes. And I'm on a real big mission with it, if I'm honest, Janie. My mum stepped down as director just over a year ago. That sounds really bad because now I'm like, come on, let's do this. But we've got my eldest daughter is a director.
Oh,
my youngest daughter
does all the family business.
Media.
Love it.
And the team that we've got have been with us for years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's lovely. It's a really nice place to work, and all the therapies that we get through, it's just lovely. It's really good.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about some of the kind of therapies and practices that you have, that you list, as it were, that you promote and accredit, because there'll be people listening who are thinking, what's changed in recent years? We know that there is now so many more people offering breathwork, for example. 10 years ago, nobody would offer that, would they? But now we've got breathwork practitioners. You know, what else do you see coming through?
Oh, there is so much. There is a lot more breathwork, a lot of sound healers actually coming through.
Yeah,
that's massive at the moment. And it's lovely. Again, people working so hard. What I do love, and what we love in the office so much, is when people create their own modalities.
Yeah.
So recently we just had a member, and I actually went to see her at a big event, do a presentation, and she was amazing. Becky, she's called. And she's created something called the Flip Academy. And it's a brand new modality, and it's all about just resetting your nervous system, helping people through just moving your body and shaking stuff. things like that, new modalities, we absolutely love. There's so much room for them as well. But yeah, new ones, I would say breath work and sound healing are big at the moment.
Yeah, really definitely. Yeah, love it. When you've got, as you say, new modalities and completely diverse practices, how do you manage to credit that, if you like, and maintain professional standards? Because I sometimes think it's a little bit like with my Platinum Awards that you're part of now, which is fantastic. But with the Platinum Awards, because I've got so many different categories, sometimes people say to me, how can you cover all of those? Because you're not comparing like with like. You can't set exactly the same standard for the person doing the sound healing in a hall as someone doing a year-long course. It must be quite difficult.
It is really difficult, to be honest. But we do have a standard framework that we go off. And all of that is actually on our website under our standards. So as long as they kind of reach, and especially with training, these things like we wouldn't accredit a course necessarily if it didn't have case studies at the end of it. That's really what we want, is our training providers. And when we look at the course material, is we want them to feel like these practitioners that I've taught can go out there and do an incredible job and people feel safe. And that's the things that we look for. But the main standards, they're all there for anybody to have a look at. So, But it is difficult. But it's also really, it's good for us. It keeps us going and it gets us thinking. So we have some good meetings around some of the stuff that comes up.
I bet you must get to try some stuff as well. That must be nice. I'll only look at it if you give me a sample, please. So
I know, I can't wait. Because we are worldwide and we do accredit people from all around the world, I am very much looking forward to the time when I can say, you know what, I've got to pop here.
Yes, absolutely. It's really important that I go to California to sample this. Absolutely. Well, you need someone to accompany you.
Oh, my gosh.
So what are your favourite therapies? First of all, let's talk way back years ago, because I don't know if you've seen the info, but this year it's the 20th anniversary of my first book, Imperfectly Natural Woman. And I'm really aware of, I'm thinking again of all the things that I was talking about back then, when I was way ahead of my time, by the way. Nobody else was talking about that stuff. But I was talking about therapeutic techniques in that book. It was very much part of what I spoke about. But I think I might have been one of the first people to write about gong baths, actually.
Wow.
In that book. But of course, since then, there's been, as we've already said, such a massive change in what's available, and the fact that it's no longer bonkers to go to these things. Back then, even when I wrote that first book, to be seeing a counsellor or a therapist, or certainly a hypnotherapist. I've often mentioned that we interviewed a hypnotherapist on Steve Wright in the Afternoon around 20 years ago. And that was like, what the hell? Mainstream radio, 9 million listeners. You got a hypnotherapist on. What? Yeah, are you crazy? It was really unusual. So what about for you? Back in the day, what did you used to, what got you interested in therapies, and what would be your favourites now?
That's such an interesting question, because the answer would be the same. So I grew up in a very spiritual household, actually, and everybody used to think that my mum was really woo or a little bit crazy. They would come round and we would have crystals and runestones. My mum was very much into, in fact, she wrote one of the first tarot courses.
Did
she? She absolutely loved it. She doesn't do it anymore. But yeah, when I was younger, she was known actually as a tarot reader. And there was when we was out shopping, people would always come up and to my mum and they'd be like, oh my gosh, you told me this and it happened and this. So I was always fascinated. So she used to put, if I had exams at school, I had crystals in my pocket, and I suffered from nightmares a lot as a little girl. And my mum used to go to the spiritual shows. So I saw things like energy healing, Reiki, hypnotherapist, like you say, it was so like out there back then. So I absolutely love that kind of stuff, and I really do. So I did my Reiki myself about, I'm just thinking now, my son is 22, and I did it. So 22 years ago,
did
my first Reiki. Yeah.
So you were definitely ahead of your time with
that. Yes, I know, and I can't believe it. Yeah. And I've just, the house is full of crystals. All our houses are.
Brilliant.
She had a little shop, my mum, when I was a teenager, and she'd called it Shop with a Difference. It was a crazy little shop. You would go in and there'd be crystals, or there'd be t-shirts. It was like this wild,
wonderful
shop.
I love it. Sounds like my idea of absolute heaven.
Saying to me back then, she used to do tarot cards upstairs, and she said, if you could have anything in this shop, what would it be? And I used to see this big clear quartz crystal, and I loved it. I just knew when I felt it, it felt so nice. And I think that with a lot of spiritual stuff, it's not, it doesn't actually necessarily have to be woo. It's about the intention, how you
feel. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think also the thing that's changed over the years is, as we say, that sort of stuff was seen as woo-woo and you were nuts if you were into it. But now, you know, not so much. And people like David Hamilton, I'm sure Dr. David Hamilton, he did an amazing thing with his book, you know, Why Woo-Woo Works.
Because
he's a scientist and he literally went through everything in scientific detail, including a really brilliant chapter on crystals, actually. However skeptical you are, there really is scientific basis for this stuff. And I love that's out there now.
It's the language around it as well, I think. I was a bit of a corporate. I'm not good in corporate, like, events and places. I do really struggle. But I was at a corporate event and it was a speaking event. And what the guy did was sit everybody down at the beginning. And what I would call, we did a meditation and affirmations.
Yeah.
And he then presented them as, so what we've done there is commands. Now, and I'm like, it was a meditation with affirmations. Yeah. And then later on, they were talking about, hey, if you believe that you're going to have a good talk, then it's going to be a good talk. And if you don't, and if you believe you're going to have a good day. So I'm like, basically, the manifesting.
Yeah.
So I think when you look at it, it's all the language around it and the interpretation of it. It's been going for years, but people are definitely more open to it now.
Yeah, definitely. And would you say you've seen a big rise in the number of, I mean, if your business has been going all of those years, are there more people doing this work? I guess there must be.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, and I think with holistic practices, what people find is it's just full of such amazing people. Like, the people genuinely want to help other people, and you find a lot of people actually stepping out of corporate lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
9 till 5, 12-hour days, and thinking, you know what, I don't want this.
Yeah.
And so not only does it help them and give them a better work-life balance lifestyle, they're helping other people as well. And I think that's really lovely. But there is so many more people, and a lot more people going into training as well. I have got to say, the sober coaching, being a sober person.
I know, of course. Yeah, we can't get out without mentioning that. Absolutely.
I absolutely.
Total poster girl for sobriety, in fact.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. And I think there should be more of it. Every time I see the words, but one of your coaches comes through and I'm like,
I know, it's great. You're right. It is. And lots of the coaches that I train are doing real jobs, as I call it.
Yeah.
And they are a bit disillusioned. And many of them are thinking, actually, I'm a little bit unfulfilled now and I'm loving my sober life and I'm starting to think I want to give back. So it is incredibly rewarding, I think, to be able to do that and to be able to just take back a bit of control and work from wherever you want. And as you get older, it can be great, can't it? Mm-hmm. Would you say that there's, what's the numbers? I don't mean exact numbers, but are there still lots of what we might call traditional counsellors out there, do you think? Or do you think that there's more different talking therapies now? I mean, people talk about CBT, don't we? We hear, hypnosis. Would you say there's a real mix, or would you say that traditional counselling is less now?
I think there's a real mix, and I think a lot of traditional counselling, and what's amazing and what I love about what we do at IPHM is we cover everything under one umbrella.
Good.
So what you find is you will get traditional counsellors, but they will be bringing in things like EFT
talking
therapy.
Yeah.
So that and Reiki and all of these things. So what's really lovely is we've still got the traditional counselling, which I think is really important.
Yeah.
But to also offer the holistic side alongside that, it just works so nice. So I think there's a real mix, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Agree. I think that's one of the things that in olden days, as it were, you would go and see somebody for one thing. That would be it.
Yeah.
You would go to a counsellor but you didn't get that lovely mix of modalities that you tend to get now. I know for myself, within my coaching, it's not prescriptive, but I will often use NLP or EFT or the other modality that I'm trained in, which is matrix reimprinting. Are you even aware of that one?
I am actually. Yeah, I have heard of that.
I need to pop myself on there, don't I, on the directory?
Yeah, just add it on.
That's matrix reimprinting is something else, honestly. It's fantastic, literally, really is amazing. And also family constellations, which is the other modality that I trained in fairly recently because it changed my own life. And that's so often the case, isn't it? We want to practice the things that we know have really worked for us personally, don't we?
Oh, you need to add all of these.
Yeah, I do. I need to add them on. Yeah. Because, and that's what I love about your organization. It is that holistic picture. That's always been the thing for me. I find it so difficult to pick out one thing when you're trying to talk about health and well-being. When I wrote that first book and I set the awards up, I can't tell you how many people have said to me over the years, why don't you just focus on natural skincare and beauty, organic skincare, have your own range, just talk about that, niche it right down, and then it'll be massive. I'm like, I can't do a talk about natural skincare unless I also mention what you're eating. And I can't do a talk about nutrition and natural skincare unless I also mention what's going on in your head. And you can't have one thing without the other. You've got to have that holistic approach. That's what I love about your approach. It's fantastic. It's brilliant. Looking ahead then, how do you see the IPHM evolving? What's your sort of vision for what you do?
Oh, this is a good question because I love evolving.
You like a big evolve.
Yes. This is the ADHD in me. You never know.
You'll move on to the next shiny thing, right?
So
continuing professional development.
So,
for anyone who doesn't know what it means.
And
that's okay. But it is really important, isn't it, that people continue with whatever they're learning. I think it's a really critical thing. And I think that's also one of the things that can set people back. They've trained in whatever modality they do, but they haven't kept up, in inverted commas. They've not kept the fires burning.
Yeah.
So they have this sense of not feeling quite confident or not feeling as though they're up to speed. So if they can do something that gives them these CPD points, it's great for everyone. And also the other piece in all of this, which we haven't even really touched on, is just that sense of connection as well.
Absolutely.
That sense of being connected to other people doing stuff. That's one of the things with my sober coach training that I'm really proud of, is that we all stay together as a family and continue to have meetups and all the rest of it. And that's so important. So when I did my coach training originally, it was literally 6 weeks and that's it. There was nothing else. And I remember thinking, oh God, I was already a coach, so it didn't matter to me. But if I hadn't have been, I'd have hated that. So I think that connection and enabling people to feel connected is really key.
It's so important. We've started within the Growth Hub a community hub as well. Because I feel like when you've got all these different holistic providers, practitioners, and we started on a Facebook group, and I thought it doesn't really give them that sense of safety where they can open up. I think practitioners, they're showing up online all of the time, like they've got to have the stuff together. There's so much actual masking going on. Where is their space to just breathe and go, could I have help with this? Or is anybody doing this? The hub, we've got so many resources in there as well now, which can help with the business, from policies, templates. So they can just pick it up and pop it on the website without a big deal and ask for help if they need it. And like you said, especially with the way things are going, there's so much AI, there's not much, people don't talk in the shops anymore. It's so important to have that community. And that, again, we align so well, really, Jane.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love what you're doing. I really do. So it's good. I'm excited that we can support.
It is. Definitely. It is brilliant. And I think the other piece of this, everything you're saying, tracks back to this idea that when people do this kind of work, when they want to be therapists or coaches or practitioners, they have to also remember to take care of themselves. And often we're not very good at that piece. And so it's quite important, I think, that and that's easier to do when you're connected, I think.
Yes.
When it's easier to do, isn't it? I've had, obviously, a big part of what I teach within the sober coach training is how you would encourage clients towards good self-care and coming back to balance. But if you don't know how to do that for yourself, it's really hard. We have to remember to take care of ourselves.
We really do. And I think, like you said, when you're in a community, you're in a community of people just like you who were really wanting to help and wanting to give. So when you do need it, it's actually really nice that all them people will be there to help as soon as.
Yeah, brilliant.
We just need to learn to shout out sometimes and actually say it, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. It's a sign of strength, not weakness, to ask
yes,
for help. Absolutely.
It is.
Amazing. So just a reminder then, if someone is, obviously, if they want accreditation as a therapist, a practitioner, a coach, whatever, they can come to IPHM. Just remind me, can people also search to find practitioners?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a directory. We've just had all the website rebranded.
Brilliant.
And a lot easier to use. So it's gorgeous now. I love it. But yeah, there's a directory in there. So when you become a practitioner or training provider, you get listed on the directory. You can also advertise for free on the events page. So everyone can do that through their own members dashboard. That gets on there. We have the social media team as well, who are really happy to collaborate. And there's lots of information about that within the members dashboard. Olivia loves celebrating our members through on social media. So yes.
Fantastic. Love it. Fantastic stuff. It's so great to chat to you, Lisa. It's really exciting. I love it. I love everything about it. It's fantastic. Just give us the website then for anyone who wants to go direct.
It is iphm.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's so great to chat to you. Thank you. And all the best. And let's do something else soon. I mean, when you get something interesting, you know, interesting therapies, interesting modalities, come and share them with us, or we'll get someone on. We should do a little series. In fact, that's what we should do, shouldn't we? Do a little series. Brilliant.
This is why we get on.
It's like, oh, let's do that.
Let's do it. Oh, no,
brilliant.
Thank you so much, Janie. It's been lovely.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you, Lisa. So check out IPHM and all the fabulous stuff that they do. If you're someone who loves going to therapists and loves having therapeutic treatments, you can go there and look at the directory and decide who it is you would like to work with. You know that anyone who is listed there has had to, you know, really make sure that they have the right qualifications to be there and, you know, to be accredited by IPHM. So it's a great place to go and find someone that you would like to work with. And as I've already mentioned, if you're interested in my Sober Life Coach training, which is accredited by IPHM, then drop me a message or just go to thesoberclub.com/events. And you can join our next free webinar, which is May the 14th at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to be chatting to one of our accredited Sober Life coaches, Polly Lovell. And also, just another mention for the Platinum Awards. If you have a product, a brand, a service, if you're a therapist, a coach, if you're an author, check out the Platinum Awards. It's a really low-cost way of getting some great promo for the work that you do. Platinumawards.co.uk. And for absolutely everyone, please nominate your favorite brand. You can read about some of the brands. You can look at some of the sneak previews on imperfectlynatural.com or just follow me on social media. I will direct you and you can drop your nomination into the box there to vote for someone that you appreciate their work, and make sure you give us your details and then you'll be entered into our prize draw. And we're putting together the most fantastic hamper of amazing, natural, organic, beautiful goodies. There'll be lots of amazing skincare. We've got some wonderful brands. I should just give a mention to Penny Price Aromatherapy, who are one of our sponsors this year. Also, Eco by Sonia, who have just the most fantastic products, and they've got a pop-up shop in London. In terms of vitamins, minerals, supplements, Clive de Carl is sponsoring us another for another year, and also Nature provides a fantastic brand. Rachel has been featured on this show several times. She's a leading nutritionist, so she really knows the stuff that she's talking about. And then also Tabitha James Cran, who is a leading organic hairdresser. I literally love Tabitha's products and go an awful long way for her hair services. I mean, you know, you find a hairdresser you love and that's it, isn't it, really? So we've got some amazing brands who are part of what we do. I've already had some fantastic entrants and I look forward to getting more and to be able to share these with you. We don't announce the winners until early September. We'll be doing that with a presentation at Hello Love in Bloomsbury in London, where we'll also have a pop-up shop, by the way. I was meant to mention that earlier, but there's a little pop-up shop, which means that some of the products that have entered into the awards, you can actually try and buy. And, you know, that sounds kind of obvious, but you'd be amazed how difficult it is to find a lot of natural and organic products in the stores. They're often not available in high street stores. So actually to be able to come into London and actually have a look at and handle and perhaps sample some great natural and organic products is a great thing to be able to do. We've got a few skincare brands that are regularly sold there now. So it's a great way of, you know, just looking at what this stuff is actually like rather than simply ordering online where you're not quite sure what you're going to get. So that's our little pop-up shop that will open up in early September when we announce the awards. But as I say, if you want to come on board and enter the awards, lots of promo along the way. PlatinumAwards.co.uk. And if you're interested in the Sober Coach training, thesoberclub.com/events. And I'll see you same time next week. You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.